Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are ranking the Howling franchise.
The Howling franchise. We're going to spoil all of these when we talk about them. I mean, the last one came out in 2011, so it's like, I don't know, what math, over 10 years ago. Yeah. And the first Howling came out in 1981, so yeah. 43 years ago.
Older than me.
So if you haven't seen them...
Tough shit.
Yeah, just we're spoiling everything. So
spoiler alert.
Yeah, for this entire
all the movies, show. We're spoiling all of them.
Yeah. Okay, we got merchandise and an Amazon wish list too.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Holy
go to
shit.
www.bloodymarypodcast.com and you can check out our merch. And you can go to our Amazon wish list where we have things like more of these tiki mugs, which would be really cool. Like we could use the Freddy one to complete our like Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy.
I mean, we could.
We give you a shout out if you get us anything from that Amazon wish list. There's less expensive stuff like Bloody Mary mixes. If you're like super hella rich and want to support us, there's stuff like cameras and shit.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you get us a multi-$1,000 camera, you can just come on the show. You can have your own episode. We can do whatever we want. I'll pop my shirt off. I don't know if she will, but anyways, the Howling
we'll
franchise.
See.
Yeah. So the Howling franchise. This is one we picked because you'd never seen any of them.
I have not.
And I'd seen the first one years ago when I was younger, didn't remember it. I saw it 10 years ago, didn't really remember much of it. And then I saw it for a third time when we watched these. And the other one I saw was Howling 6 when I was like 11 or 12 when it premiered on HBO. And I remembered like the core idea of it.
Right.
So aside from that, this was kind of a going in blind series for both of us.
It was. And what an experience this has been.
And I just want to say, for me personally, these all suck. These are all bad. Even the one that people regard as a classic, it sucks. All suck.
I agree.
These are bad. The Howling movies aren't good.
I was more of a vampire girl. I haven't done the werewolves. Like, let's, no.
Yeah. So, like, really watching these, I do feel like we did the Lord's work. We went on a pilgrimage. We went to the furthest reaches of space. We went into black holes.
Oh.
We saw a future past of ourselves, of the generation of the world, of people, of human beings, the universe, the creation, the birth. And inside of there were howling VHS tapes floating. So we did for you.
Yes, we did that. You're welcome.
What this franchise does have that's really good is box art. I think that especially Howling 2 has some of the best... I think Howling 2 is one of the best VHS box arts there are. If you're watching, check that out.
That is pretty cool.
It's really rad. I think it's like my top 5 box art of all time. And you have to remember, too, that the majority of these came out in the heyday of VHS where... I'm gathering none of these went to theaters except for maybe the first one.
Maybe.
So this was like the VHS days where you'd go look on the shelves and you'd see a movie and be like, oh, this looks cool. I'm going to rent that. And I bet that's how a lot of these made their money.
Oh, this looks cool. And then they watch it and they're like, yeah. What the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah. We're going to rank these bad bitches.
Yeah, we are. I feel like this has potential. Like, it has potential to be something, and it just falls flat and then tumbles down a few stairs and then falls out of a tree. And, like, it
there's
just...
stairs and then there's trees?
Yep, because that's what this series is. Fucking bonkers.
It is.
And, like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
But, like, if someone... Because we talked about, like, they might make, you know, if rebooting it, like... You could make something good out of some of the, like, some of it, but
you could,
but yeah. They didn't. They absolutely, well, yeah, 100%.
You know, before we get into our rankings, there were rumors recent that I forget his name, Andy something, the director of the new It films, he did The Flash, that he was in talks with Netflix to do a Howling remake. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going the superhero route now. I think after The Flash, I think James Gunn got him and he's doing a Batman and Robin and doing something else. But who knows? Also, I would like to add for you guys, I read the fucking book for this. Because all of these said they're based on like one, two, and three.
The Howling book series.
I'm not reading 2 and 3.
No.
I'm not going to. I read this one and the book sucks. The book is bad.
I just let him fall on that sword. Tell me about it.
Off of this, and all this came from this. I don't understand. It's a terrible book. It's a terrible book. Okay. Don't read it. All right. Okay.
All right. Let's get into the... Clearly, we were so excited to watch all of these and do a podcast.
You know, it'd be funny if there's like someone who like loves this series. They're like just swearing and they're going to click off this right now. But, keep on. This will be entertaining for you. All right. Jumping in. There's 8 movies.
There is.
And so I'll go first. My least favorite. And I'm going to assume it's your least favorite. Number 8 is Howling 7, New Moon Rising. Or the other title is Howling Mystery Woman. And a lot of these have multiple titles depending on...
Subtitles?
Where you stream it, where you get it on VHS. Anyways, New Moon Rising is bad. Really, really bad. This is, I would argue to say, the worst horror movie I've ever seen. And potentially one of the worst movies ever made.
That's saying a lot because we've seen some bad movies.
All of like the bad movies, like when we do our yearly roundups, the worst we've seen of the year, nothing. Like I would watch any of those over this. This is, I would watch Skinamarink back to back 4 times then watch this again once.
Damn.
Yeah. This one is baffling. And so there's some history with a few of these movies. This guy named Clive Turner, who is the writer, director, and star of Howling New Moon Rising. He's had his hand in a bunch of these. And just from reading things, he's only made things worse. He's been a producer on a lot. He'll sneak in and he'll have like an acting role. He'll fight with the director. What he's been known for is like after the movie shot, he'll go reshoot stuff and it ends up making it worse. So this guy just is, from what I gather, is very toxic for this series. And in this one, he stars in it. It's bad. He's a bad actor. He's a bad producer. He's a bad director. If he's watching, do something different. You're probably really old now. Maybe you're dead. I don't know. I don't know. This is bad. It's just like the plot of this is a stranger comes to a small town and there's a werewolf out there. And then there's a lot of country line dancing in shadows. There's a lot of drinking. There's random scenes. I think Joe Bob Briggs said it best. It looks like him and his buddies grabbed VHS camcorders and just started shooting stuff.
And then put it together with clips of other movies.
The best part of this is like there's like scenes from Part 5. It's bad. It's like they had no script. They put the camera in front of... I'm not saying actors. These are just people.
These are people. They are not actors.
They're not actors. None. There's no script. And they're like, just improvise this. And it's really bad dialogue. It makes no sense. It was pulling teeth watching this.
We fast forwarded through some of it.
We did. And
then the last 7 minutes was like fucking forever.
Yeah. I guess... That's my least favorite. What's yours?
Well, just the surprise of no one.
Yes.
In this room. It was also number 7. Because, first of all, Ponytail from number 5 didn't need his own movie.
There's a character who has a ponytail in number 5.
Yeah,
in part 5, there's this Australian character who is... arguably the most annoying character of the movie, and he dies. And they bring him back to life for this one, and he's a completely different character, and it's terrible.
Also, spoiler alert, it was Clive Turner. Same guy.
You don't have to say spoiler alert.
I do. I wanted to, okay. So I had to.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
him being the writer, director, producer, and star is not his jam.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
No.
Because... one of the first lines of the movie was, Jesus Christ, holy shit, mother of God. And then I added, what the fuck are we watching?
Yeah.
Because this is not a movie. It's not a movie. It wasn't a movie. I don't care. You took a bunch of clips, you smushed them together,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in a VHS.
Yeah. It isn't a movie. There's a... think of like the worst student film you've ever seen. If you've ever been to any film festivals, like think of the worst movie you've seen. Make it 10 times worse than that and expand it to feature length. And this is what this
is. It was trash with shadow line dancing.
it's
the amount of times they cut away to people line dancing in the shadows
for no reason,
for no fucking reason,
no story.
And the mystery woman turns out to be Mary Lou from Number Five. The fuck? And you're like, no, and you can't follow anything. There's no plot. There's no plot. Yeah. None of these people are actors.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's no rules.
There's no, it was trash.
And the fact that it's on fucking VHS baffles me with like, and I think the studio in here that released it is New Line Cinema. And I don't, for the life of me, understand how.
Clive clearly has friends in high places that owe him favors.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because anyone with not a lot of money isn't going to do the bullshit that he has pulled through this entire
Maybe
series.
He's like, Clive was like the Jeffrey Epstein of like the shitty horror world where he just like, all right, you're gonna sell this movie. Yeah, I don't know. It's bad. Never watch this movie.
Yeah, don't even waste time.
Yeah.
Breath. Energy. All right.
Moving on. I don't want to talk about this movie ever again.
Okay. What's your number seven?
Number seven is Howling 4, The Original Nightmare, 1988.
Okay.
This one is really bad. But the thing that this one is the closest to the book, but it's still really terrible. The plot is... a woman who has a mental breakdown goes out into a small town, into a cabin with her significant other, and then werewolf stuff starts happening. Mm-hmm. The thing that I hate about this movie, and I cannot get over, the entire film is ADR'd. And if you don't know what ADR means, is they recorded zero sound because they had a low budget, and they decided, what should we cut out? Let's not have a sound guy.
Record sound.
The entire film, every dialogue, every sound effect, everything is recorded in a studio, and it is terrible. Voices don't match faces.
No.
Sounds don't match what's happening on screen, so I couldn't get past that. And the terrible, bad acting from everybody in this film. It's just so... these movies suck. They attempted... a more grounded story by like having it in a cabin and a few things happening, but it just sucks. And this is another one where what's his name, Clive Turner, had his hands in it. The director shot a movie, and then when he turned it in, Clive went and reshot like half of it and making it not the original film. And it wouldn't matter anyways. They just, who the fuck has a budget, no matter what it is? If it's $1 million, $10,000, $5,000, if it's zero, what makes you say we don't need a sound guy? These are basics. I make movies, short film. You have sound on your fucking movie. It's just baffling.
It is an essential part of filmmaking, yes.
Yeah. It's the best part of this movie is the last 5 minutes are actually really good. There's an amazing werewolf transformation that I haven't seen done before. And then there is some action. Shit starts on fire. There's transformations. But the characters are stupid. They do stupid shit. The only positive is the werewolf transformation is really cool. You'll probably talk about it more, but it's like a they melt into like nothing. The earth opens up and they get like Satan turns them into a werewolf. It's actually really cool. But yeah, it's a terrible movie. I don't want to talk about that one anymore either. Your turn. What's your number seven? What's your...
All right. My number seven is the Howling Three Marsupials.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I get that. I get that.
Because they lost me at marsupials.
If you don't know...
Kangaroos.
we're in Australia.
We're Australia
with
now.
Werewolf kangaroos.
So we have wereroos.
Wereroos?
Wereroos.
Kangawolves.
Kangawolves.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
And like, you blink and it takes like so many strange turns. It's like, oh, I almost got raped by my werewolf stepdad, so I ran away. And then I'm homeless on a bench, and someone finds me and is like, I want to put you in a movie because you look like a wild woman. And then she becomes an actress. Then they bang. They fall in love real quick.
Yeah.
In like an hour. Then something I never needed to see is a werewolf baby kangaroo being born.
Yeah, that
I did not need a birth scene.
No, and it goes into her pouch.
And it like climbs out of her vagina, then climbs up her stomach, and then into her pouch like a fucking kangaroo. A fucking kangaroo werewolf.
Yeah.
I never needed to see that ever in my life. Fucking ever.
Yeah.
And then the government is after them, and then they have to hide. And one of the government guys fall. Oh, wait. Then you blink, and there's a ballerina. And then she turns into a werewolf. And then they run, and then he falls in love. And then they're on the run, and then they're in hiding for 15 years. And then the actress werewolf was like, you know what? We're ready to go back into real life. We're just going to change our appearances. Meaning, I'm not going to have bangs anymore, and my husband's going to put on a weird mustache.
Yeah.
And no one will know who we are.
Yeah, it's really strange.
And then we get an entire life story. We get 30 years in this movie.
Yeah, so like the final act has multiple different endings, and what they do is they hallmark
the ending
ending where you see
the kids fall in love
and have babies, and you see them grow up and become adults, and you learn that the Pope and the president has just like declared that werewolves are now part of society and it's okay.
They're not a spawn of Satan. Everything is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
It was weird.
What the fuck did I just watch? It was stupid. I fucking hated it. I didn't need a kangaroo werewolf.
Yeah. Are there any positives for...
No.
For...
None.
No, none.
No, none.
That's great. You know, I want to go back to my worst one. I want to give it a 0 out of 10.
Okay.
The one before that. I'm going to give it 1 out of 10.
Okay.
This case. Yeah, no. 3 is really bad.
It's so bad. It's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And like, kangaroo werewolf. Like, no. And I don't need to see a werewolf vagina with a little baby kangaroo crawling up her stomach.
It was really weird.
What the fuck?
And then, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we actually got to see like a full-fledged kangaroo werewolf.
Why? Because they spend their money on a birth scene.
Yeah.
And then we're going to need that little thing to suck its thumb. Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You know, they spent their money on locations. So this director, he directed the second one too, Philip Mora. And all his films, he is quick and efficient with you said, you'll look up and you're in Australia. You look down and you're on a park bench in the city. You look up and you're in a room. You look like you're in a fancy hotel. Like there's like 55 different locations in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's nuts.
Like, I like, never get, like...
I think there's like a lot of cocaine involved in that movie.
So much.
All the cocaine.
So much cocaine.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it.
Yep. Well, you know, jumping in for number six, my number six movie is one, Howling 3, The Marsupials.
All right.
And for pretty much the same reason. I mean, it's... It's about a chick who runs away from her werewolf family and goes into the big city and makes it in the film business, falls in love, has a kangaroo baby, government's after him, like you said, and it's just really weird. And you go to Siberia, you go to Australia, you go to the Outback, and this is the only one of the whole series they made PG-13, which was fucking weird. What with that birth scene alone, I don't know, that was so disturbing. It should be rated NC-17.
Why the fuck is that PG? Let's see, make it a PG movie with a birth. What the fuck?
Yeah. It makes it a little higher because there are like some visuals that are cool. Like there's a scene where they're in the movie theater and they're watching a werewolf movie. And that werewolf movie that they're watching, that like few seconds we got, was better than the entire film.
Yeah.
That was really cool. There's just like random weird shit that makes no sense. Like when the army's after him out in the Outback, there's this one military officer that's in his tent and he has like his machine gun. He's got some a sidearm, right? He's got knives. He has all the stuff and he's hearing wolf out there hearing noises. So he unzips the fence and what does he do? He grabs a fucking bazooka and he points it point blank and shoots it and kills himself and like the entire army. Why would you do that? It was really stupid. And yeah, and like you said, she's about to get diddled by her dad, so she runs away. But then when she runs away and they're like, hey, you should be on the movie, then the director says, so for this scene, we want you to get diddled by four monsters. And she's like, yeah, I'm all in, sold.
Sold. That's not how werewolves really are. Like, what?
But yeah, just the movie's wild. There's just different scenes everywhere. This director is nutty as hell, and that 30 year like ending that we just talked about was just so stupid. You didn't even need it.
I didn't care 1,000,000%.
Yeah,
what happened at, like, I don't, who cares?
Yeah,
who fucking cares?
No, and just the fact that it's fucking kangaroo werewolves is just a weird fucking turn.
And that's how saying is a it, lot of shit.
How is it based off of this?
Right? This, based off the Howling books 1, 2, and 3.
All right, let's move on from this one. Oh my gosh.
My number 6. Right?
Yes, what's your number 6?
My number 6 is actually Howling 6.
Okay, yes, Freaks. Yes. Howling 6 Freaks.
For me, the coolest part of that whole movie was the purple vampire.
Yeah. there was a really cool vampire design. So if you don't know, this one is...
Vampires versus werewolves.
The plot is a circus comes to a small town. There's a mysterious guy. And it's just the guy who runs the circus is a vampire. And there's a guy who's a werewolf. And eventually and they fight. And that's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like... the owner of the circus comes on. I'm like, oh, he's a vampire. Like, just look at him. I've watched enough vampire movies to know that man's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see coming was the purple vampire who looked a little bit like Ivan Ooze from Power Rangers.
I don't know who that is, but sure. I think he kind of looked like the Creeper from Jeepers
also,
Creepers.
Also, it was like
Ivan
Ooze and the Creeper mashed together, but with a darker purple.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know the Power Ranger movies in the 90s.
Yeah.
Just saying. That was the best part of it. The entire thing was, for me, was the vampires and not the werewolf.
Yeah.
And how the vampire died was like a strong wind came and just blew the skin off.
Yeah.
Just a real strong wind just blew the skin off.
I mean, you got to give the Howling series some credit for like...
They're
transformations and deaths, like
they're inventive, like, for sure.
Like I'd never seen a vampire die by like the wind, so that was kind of cool.
Me either. I didn't, you know, like he stakes them and then.
Yeah. What else didn't you like about Howling Freaks? And this was the first one that was in the '90s. This was 1991.
It was kind of boring for me.
Yeah.
The pace was just slow and I wasn't really, the coolest part was the vampire.
Yeah.
That was it for me.
That was it. All right. Moving on. Number 5 for me is Howling Six, The Freaks, 1991, directed by Hope Perella. And I think this is the only one directed by a woman.
It is, yeah.
And so this is one that I had seen when I was 11 or 12. And I had like kind of fond memories of it because when I was a kid, it was more, it was like, oh, wow, a werewolf is fighting a vampire.
Right.
Like I'd never seen that before. And that was like such a really fresh concept for me that I hadn't seen. And as an adult watching it, this movie's pretty lame.
It's super lame.
It's pretty boring. It's not executed very well. The only titty we get is on a man because it's like the half man, half.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like some of the best parts of these Howling movies is you get to see some titties. And this one, you got to see like one titty on a man. There's a midget in this, which is kind of a theme in some of these Howling films that. I think it's the same actor. He's not really a midget, a smaller guy.
Person.
I think it's the same actor who was in the Tim Burton's Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was an Oompa Loompa.
What I did really like, the best part of the film for me was Bruce Payne. He was the actor who played the vampire. I really like his work. I think he does a good job. Even in this, I think he does a good job. You believe him. He's still acting to this day. He keeps doing stuff. Mm-hmm. He was in a lot of things in the 90s. He was in that, I think he was the bad guy in that Wesley Snipes, airplane movie, Passenger 57. He was in Warlock 3. He was in Full Eclipse. He was in a lot of like better movies than this, but I do think he's a genuinely good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just stupid characters doing stupid things. And aside from him, the best performance was from this one guy who was like the alligator guy.
Yeah.
Like he had like actually added some heart to it to where he was this alligator guy in the beginning and you think he's like just kind of feral and shitty. Mm-hmm. And then the circus takes him in and still kind of the same thing. But then he like meets the werewolf guy and he's like, he has his cat and shows him his cat. And then there's this cool scene where the guy turns into a werewolf and they toss him the cat expecting him to kill it and he hands it back to the
right.
guy.
And the guy's like, oh.
And at the end, he's the one who helps save him and helps the werewolf defeat the vampire.
Because they killed the cat.
And at the very end, those two walk off into the sunset together, which was a really stupid ending. It made no sense.
It was a really stupid ending that made no sense. And I do love the bars that they put the werewolf in. Were totally
Like he was they were just, like foam.
They were foam.
So
he's
they,
like hanging on him.
Yeah.
They put the
guy in a cage in the circus, and it's supposed to be a cage, but he's acting on it, and they just move. It's foam. It's fake.
It was so like, that is not a very sturdy cage, my friend.
I mean,
to hold a werewolf?
It's not that good. I give it it's a 3 out of 10. It's a 3 out of 10 star movie for me. These are bad movies, and I don't want to watch them.
Yeah, well,
again.
We did. We took one for the team. We watched them all.
Yeah.
We're never watching them
again. We're doing a goddamn good series after this.
Oh, we are.
What's your next one?
Okay, so my number 5 is Howling 8 Reborn.
Howling 8? Howling Reborn. Okay.
Howling Reborn.
And what number is that? Sorry.
My number 5.
Okay, your number 5 is the latest one.
Is the one from 2011.
Okay.
That leaned in so hard.
Oh, yeah.
So hard. I think they overcorrect. Like, they just leaned into all of the early aughts, teen, supernatural. I feel like they had a checklist, and they're like, okay, we need something from Twilight. Check.
Yep.
We need something from Teen Wolf. Check. We need something from Vampire Diaries. Check. We need him to be a little deep, quote-unquote, thinker like Lucas Scott on Wonder Hill. Check. We need... It's just like they were Pretty Little Liars girl. Check. Like, they were just checking all their boxes.
Really, this one just rode the wave.
Oh, my fucking God.
Rode the wave of those movies, and it was like, let's just make something and appease to this audience.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to capitalize
and
on
they,
the,
and they
the
didn't,
Twilight
They didn't do
stuff.
Very well.
They
I mean,
didn't. They did bad.
Yeah, it had Landon? I don't know his last name, but he was the main werewolf, which is funny, in the series Hemlock Grove.
Oh.
It was one of Netflix's first series, and he was really, really good in that.
He was super good, and that is one of the best werewolf transformations I had ever seen. Hemlock Grove, not Howling.
Not this.
Let me rephrase. Not Howling.
Yeah.
Hemlock Grove. But then also don't watch the later seasons of that one. Anyways.
No, watch them all. It's actually, just watch them. Okay. Yeah. What else didn't you like about this one? What is it, number four or number five for you?
This is number five for me.
Okay.
I love that our little thing was, well, it's watchable. Well, this one is watchable. Because yeah. The last couple ones, not so much watchable.
Yeah.
The last one we watched was not watchable. Oh, he also kind of looked like Harry Potter, too.
Yeah, he did. He looked like Harry Potter. It's a little bit everything. And then he gets like a scar in the beginning. Yeah. So it's a mix of so many different things. And yeah.
And the fucking exposition and monologues from that kid. Oh, no one cares. No one cares.
It's like these.
Stop
it's
talking.
Like a, it's like a. A 13, 14-year-old wrote the monologues and the scenes.
And
well,
he
narrates the majority of the film.
Like, the whole thing is just, like, exposition and him, like...
Yeah.
Just explaining his deep feelings on life.
And then there's a couple other actresses, too. There's a Pretty Little Liars actress, and then there's another actress that's in a lot of stuff. I don't know their names. I don't really care to look it up.
Also, what fucking school did they go to? Because all of a sudden...
That school was nuts.
The school looked like an old church.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they put it on lockdown and fucking steel...
It had...
Steel things just come over the windows.
That was their security system for the school, and like big, huge doors...
You can't get out now.
Yeah.
But they managed to get out. But like,
it had old tunnels that spanned like miles. And like you said, a church.
There was like, what the fuck school did you go to? And their graduation was at night in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the rain.
With a really terrible, like, green screened, keyed in background of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
And this is 2011. And I just have a gripe with the filmmakers and studios out there, right? We have got a Howling movie more recent than a Friday the 13th movie. We got the Friday the 13th remake in 2009.
Really?
And I believe we got the Nightmare on Elm Street remake in 2010. We got this Howling reboot in 2011. So motherfuckers, give us some Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, because Howling so far is ahead of you.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
that's very stupid.
Sorry, go ahead.
The best line in that movie was when the girl was like, I don't want to lose you, but I'm pretty sure I'm damaged by this relationship. Like, no true words have said, my dear.
Yeah.
And like, like she dies, but kind of. I mean, he brings her back to life by like tossing her into an elevator, giving her CPR on her neck.
On her neck,
smacking her around a little bit, and then pulling a wire from the elevator and chucking.
Yeah. It was really terrible. It was really terrible. I'm pretty sure that he did the thing on her neck because she didn't want him touching her boobs in real life, probably.
I don't know.
It was really bad. Yeah.
And then he turns her back with his love.
Yes.
Their love for each other.
Yeah. See? It's all about love.
He thought his mom was dead, but his mom really wasn't dead. She was just an alpha werewolf.
Yeah, she was an alpha werewolf. Hot, by the way, MILF.
Oh, total MILF.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. So that's my number five.
All right.
It was watchable.
Yeah.
There was a... As someone who watched a lot of the supernatural teen things, I'm like, oh, well, that's like an Anna Kendrick knockoff graduation speech from Twilight. Oh, that's this.
God damn
it. Oh, that's this. Oh, that's this.
That's so silly. All right. My number four is Howling 5 Rebirth, 1989, directed by Neil Sunderstrom.
Okay.
And this one... It has some good things going for it. It's a pretty simple story. It's about a group of strangers who visit an ancient Hungarian castle and bring along a werewolf. So it's a whodunit. Mm-hmm. So it's a group of people that don't know why they're in this castle. And then one by one, they start getting picked off. And then they're like, it's a werewolf. This one isn't bad. I like the concept. And I like the babes. The babes are all hot. What we do get in this is we get some titties, which is pretty cool. What I had in my notes, and I don't remember it, I wrote down hot girl with a gun ... titties. I like the scenario. I like that it takes place in winter, which I wish a lot of other horror franchises would do that. I wish we would get a Halloween in the winter, which I don't know, we'll call it Halloween then. Get an Evil Dead in the winter. We would get, you know, a Friday 13th in the winter. So it was really cool that they did that, that they were stuck in this castle in a snowstorm. But it was just boring as fuck, and it drug on. And the one guy, Clive Turner, he plays this really annoying Australian guy.
Ponytail.
And it, to me, it was really boring. And it drug on, but I understand the concept was cooler than the rest of them. And this one was kind of unique because you didn't really see the werewolf until kind of the end. You saw like bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, there's a scene in here that Kevin Williamson saw, and he wrote it in his Scream screenplay. It's the very end where you're whittled down to this girl who's pointing a gun at two potential, like, is this the killer? And they're like, no, it's him. No, it's him. No, it's, you got to believe me. You got to believe me. You got to believe me. And that was straight from like the finale of Scream.
Right.
He totally, at least that was in his subconscious when he wrote it. I like the concept, but again, it was boring. It's not bad for a Howling, and it's a 3 out of 10 for me. Yeah. That's all, but yeah, what's your fucking number four?
My fucking number four is Howling number two.
Howling two.
Your sister's a werewolf.
Yes.
Holy shit, your sister's a werewolf.
Howling two is the wildest
bonkers.
Of them.
My notes just had bonkers. This film is fucking bonkers, like, yeah, three times. It was... it was like a vampire werewolf Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
Because in reading the trivia after we watched this, because I was like, I need to know about this movie.
This one has a lot of trivia.
This one has a ton of trivia. They sent them Planet of the Apes suits said, and you're creative, figure it out.
Yeah, they accidentally sent him Planet of the Apes suits and they had to turn him into werewolf costumes. Yeah.
So they look, Christopher Lee was like, well, how about we just say the part of the plot is de-evolving werewolves so we can explain that.
Yeah.
And also, the script was a vampire movie. And then they switched writers, and he was like, okay. And he changed everything vampire to werewolf, and you can totally fucking tell.
Yep, yeah, it was a vampire. Yeah, because they go to Transylvania.
They go to Transylvania. She fucking packs garlic, holy water. Yeah. Fucking, there's so many vampire nods. Like, it's a vampire movie.
It is, with werewolves.
With werewolves.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And it's nutty that Christopher Lee is in these. So it gives it a flavor that he's in it because he is a Hammer horror actor. He is an icon. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's there is really cool and really funny and really odd. There's a scene where he... goes under. You talk about it.
He goes undercover?
Yeah.
Undercover specialist, Stefan, the occult... investigator also.
Yeah. He goes undercover
at a party. And just puts on white shades.
80s glasses.
80s white shades.
And he's dressed normal, casually dressed up. Because Christopher Lee's always in suits, right?
He's dressed in
like, imagine like hip 80s clothes. That's him. And just in the corner like, yes. No one will suspect me.
I'm undercover. Searching for werewolves.
Stupid.
And he just comes up, and it turns out that the other main guy is Karen from number one.
Yeah.
Her brother from Montana.
They connected one and two.
They connected one and two, and that's partly where he just comes up and he's like, your sister's a werewolf. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about?
I don't believe you.
That's dumb. I'm from Montana. Whoa.
But I like that a lot of shit happened really quick, and then he believed him, and then they all went to Transylvania. They're like, yeah, I'm in.
And just like number three, like it goes
you
fast.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
All right, you're right, werewolves. And then at one point, the girl is like, she worked at the news station with Karen.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, she was my friend. I'm coming too. And then she's like, hold me, Ben. I'm scared. And then they're fucking. Like, yeah. They're just, it goes so like.
Yeah. Well, that's what this director does. He, like, you look up and you're fucking. You look up, you're at a funeral. You look down, you're in the woods. You look up, you're in Transylvania. You look, you're at a party. And like, so many scenes.
We get the epic jam howling.
Yes. This has a really good song that they overuse in it because it's the only song they had. But it's a really good song. Yeah. Howling too. Soundtrack. Just right. Search it and you'll find it.
How many times can we cut to that song and party scene?
Right.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
And this is your number four?
This is my number four.
Okay.
We do get a man butt.
Man butt. It's always good for the ladies.
Always good.
Some dudes.
They do drink Bloody Marys in this.
Yes.
Which is, I'm pretty sure, a vampire nod. But
yeah, huh? No, I think it's a nod to us.
Yes. 30 years later, someone will do a podcast called Bloody Mary.
They don't even know what a podcast is.
I also like, at one point, they're in Transylvania, and then you don't see a werewolf behind the back seat of your tiny little car attack you.
That was funny. Yeah.
And then they're like, throw a net on him and capture him. The net's three sizes too small. Like a toddler couldn't even could escape.
So they had to
throw it over and he's like, I'm caught.
To subdue someone, they had to throw a net on him and it was literally the size of a basketball hoop.
So tiny. Like,
and
what
then he was
the
like,
fuck?
Oh, I can't get anywhere. Yeah, that was really stupid.
And then at one point, they're like, here, put these in your ears. And we thought they were teeth. They looked like teeth. Here, put these blessed teeth in your ear. Yeah. And you'll be fine.
But it turns out it was like wax that protects you from the sounds of...
Stilba Sturba. They call her two things.
Yep.
And then, you know, you get to see her tits like 17 times at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that was the best part of the whole film.
It was. And during in the trivia, the actress was known for, in her previous roles, showing her titties all over. She's a playmate, I think.
Yep, yeah.
And then she was like, at the Howling 2, I will not show my tits.
Yep.
And they're like, nah, but like, we hired you for tits. And she's like,
Sybil Danning.
Yeah, I'll give you one. And they're like, okay, fine. And so they're like, all right, compromise. You can do it one time.
Yep. Well, so she did
so
one,
she
one
rips
nude
him
scene.
Off. It's a great scene. She rips them off. Her titties look great.
Glorious titties.
Glorious titties. And then they're like, all right, you didn't want to show us your tits that much? We're going to show them 17 times
18.
At the end of the fucking movie.
So in the credit sequence, they do a clip reel.
I've never seen that before.
And she'll like rip. It'll be that scene. She rips. You see her titties. And then it's like a reaction from a character in another. Like Christopher Lee will look. Rip. And another character. Yeah, it was awesome.
And then.
It was awesome.
It was. And then she was like. Pissed. I mean, I would be pissed if I was her.
I think she was pissed.
For sure.
I'm not so sure if she's mad now because I do know I've seen clips of her at special screenings and conventions and talking with Howling 2.
Oh, I'm sure she's now, but like at the time she was
I'd
fuck
be mad
you.
Too. Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, for sure. But also that's kind of funny.
And then also it turns out Stefan is still Bisturba's brother.
Yeah.
So his sister is also a werewolf.
Yeah. So the title works multiple different levels.
It totally works in multiple different levels. They had a weird like vibe going on at the end. Mm-hmm. We'll be married and together for eternity.
Yeah.
Let's die together. This is strange, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was a bonkers fucking movie. After watching one and then going to that one, you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
That is, it, what it, is the fuck is going
it's
on?
It's a huge leap. It's like it's a 180 of like different types of films.
Huge.
Yeah.
But also entertaining. And as a whole, after you've watched all of them, that one, like, kept you on your toes. And it was like, well, okay. lots of things I laughed at. There was lots and lots of notes.
Yeah.
So that's my number four.
All right. My number three is, so usually when we do these, like the top threes are like, these are really good. The top threes aren't good.
They're not.
They're just like, a preference. There's like certain things you have to pick and choose. So my number three is the most recent one, which is Howling Reborn 2011, directed by Joe Nimzy. And I don't like this movie, and it's not a good movie. That being said, it was actually kind of refreshing to get modernized, because we were watching these 80s and 90s, like, just, you know, shot a certain way, certain clothing styles, kind of way people would talk. So it was refreshing in a way to see, oh, cell phones, even though they were like the flip screens. Oh, I recognize this actor. He's he's young here, and he's still kind of young. So just that was cool. And I like Landon, who's not good in this.
No, it's probably one of his first movies.
I like him in Hemlock. He's actually not. He did like eight things before this.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. He was in a show, Degrassi, too.
He was in Degrassi.
Jeremy likes, buddy of ours. He was on the show. But yeah, it's like what you said. It's like a mix of Twilight, Harry Potter, all that stuff.
They just had a checklist. They were just checking boxes.
Yeah. The one thing this one did, and I'm pretty sure this one had the most on-screen werewolves of any of the films.
They really did.
And the designs weren't too bad. And there was one action sequence that was pretty sick where the two werewolves are fighting him and his mom. He finally turned, and they're crashing through walls together. Mm-hmm. They crashed through. That was pretty cool. But it all, like, you know, the stuff you said just makes it lame. It's so much exposition. People don't talk how they're talking.
No, you're also teeny. You're 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not good. There's flamethrowers. They make flamethrowers to go after the werewolves.
MacGyver werewolves, the shit out of that stuff.
So there's like elements. What this one has is like there's elements of a good reboot in here. It's just like everything they did, it sucked.
It just fell flat.
Yeah. There's good looking people. So I like that. But overall, it's just forgettable and stupid. And like you said about the school, like that, you know, it's like a church, but it's underground tunnels, but it has a lockdown security system. And the whole thing is shot in this filter that was popular around there where everything is kind of grayed and blued out. So it mutes all of the colors through everything. But it's watchable.
It's watchable.
We watched it.
Well, at least it's watchable.
Yeah. Not much else to say out of that one. The mom, the MILF lady, was hot. 4 out of 10. It's 4 out of 10. What's your number three?
Well, my number three is number five.
Number five. I remember you liked that one watching it. That was the Howling Five Rebirth.
The castle.
The whodunit one.
It was a good. It was like a Howling Clue.
Yeah.
You know, they put them all in a castle. It was a good central one location. It was a fun little fun in quotations.
Yes.
For the Howling series, a little whodunit. Like, who's the werewolf? Who's not?
If someone tells me that this one is their favorite Howling movie, I wouldn't have an objection. I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The castle was cool. You know, turns out Mary Lou's the werewolf.
Yeah. Hey, I called it from the beginning.
You did call it.
They did a good job at giving like each person like their own personality, which
they really
I have to
did.
Respect. And so there was this one Mary Lou who was like, I'm just like an actress. I'm pretty ditzy. And I don't know. I just like, she gave like little looks in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think she's a really good actress for doing this, to where if you pick it up, it's really subtle that like you could tell she was making up that personality.
Mm.
Not for the film, but as the character.
Right.
So I actually do think there were some good actors in that one.
Right.
To me, it was boring.
I don't really remember. I just named them like Vodka with a Twist.
Yeah.
Ponytail. Actress number one. Actress number two.
Yeah.
Cougar Meat.
Cougar Meat.
who was banging Vodka with a Twist.
Yeah.
Who had his own cougar waiting back in the hotel for him. Yeah, it was good. It was it was contained. Mm-hmm. It had a little whodunit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we forget too, there's actually a fun kill sequence where someone lops off someone's head with an axe and then someone gets shot with a crossbow like at the same time, which that was fun.
So they had some little fun things, and there wasn't a lot of Like, a part of this, my ranking was like, how much notes did I take?
No.
And sometimes if I didn't take a lot, it's like, oh, I was kind of interested. I'm watching it and I'm okay. not like.
Yeah. That's not how I work. Sometimes if I don't take a lot of notes, they're just lame. Well,
if it's not, by my notes will say, this is fucking trash.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then, but if it's just like, there's not fucking trash on there, then you know, invested and I'm...
That is a respectable number three. And I do believe that on Internet Movie Database, that's the second highest rated Howling.
All right, what's your number two?
My number two... hottest of all takes probably for people is the original Howling 1981 by Joe Dante is my number two. Joe Dante is a great director. He's made classics like Gremlins 2, Inner Space, The Burbs, Piranha. So he's made some really good films, but this one for me, and even right now, I don't remember most of it. I remember the beginning and I remember the ending. And I could tell you in the middle that they go to a place to relax in California, but I couldn't tell you what happens through the majority of the movie. It was so boring for me. I don't care. Dee Wallace is a good actress, and what I do respect for this one is it has good transformation scene in it and some cool like effects and stuff. But overall for me, it's just boring. That's kind of it. I can't remember what happens. Like, for like a lot of these other ones, even though they're a lot lower on the list, I remember more of what happens in the worst one than what happens in this one.
Right.
So what's that say?
None of these are good. That's what that says.
But I do remember that it was like decently made. And I liked the intro. I like how that plays out. And I really like that ending scene where she goes live on television and she's like, werewolves exist and I'm going to show you. And she turns into a werewolf, which that's a really cool idea.
Right.
Not much else to say from that. It's number two. And I think this is really highly rated and highly regarded in the horror community as like one of the best werewolf movies of all time. And I disagree. It's it's not good. It's a not, I don't like it. It's not a good movie. I don't like The Howling. It sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's my number two. What's yours?
All right. My number two is Howling number four.
What? How?
Okay. After lots of thoughts.
No. No. This is it. We're done podcasting. We are shutting down. The entire movie is ADR'd.
It is. And how it's horrible. Do you like it? It's horrible. Okay. So again,
you have to defend that one. I can't. The courts, do we need a lawyer here to defend this reasoning?
Okay. Here's my reasoning. It was so bad. It was bad. But I was oddly like, I wrote so many notes down, and what really, let me defend my choice. Why it is number two is because of the last bits of this movie.
Because I agree that those are really good.
Transformation into a werewolf, his fucking skin melts off.
It's really cool.
And then the devil, then like Satan calls him to be reborn into a werewolf from a pile of human goo.
Yeah.
That was really fucking cool.
It was. That was awesome.
That was really fucking cool. And that is why it's my number two. Because I really dig really cool transformations.
Yeah.
And out of the entire series of werewolf and the transformations that came out of them.
Yeah.
That was one of the fucking coolest.
Okay.
So it had to be my number two because that was really cool.
All right. I mean, I guess to give you props, it's the one that is closest to the book. That's the closest one to the original novel.
And then one side was like, but no way. Okay.
It took us, this is the only one that we had to come back to three times.
We
watched it and stopped. And then we're like, fuck. And we came back, watched it again. All right, motherfucker. Should we finish this? Yeah, we should. So, now continue.
It's number two because of that fucking scene.
I get it. I mean, there's a lot there's not much to pick from these films that are good. And so that's the only good thing about that.
It really is.
And they did, it was really good. Those last like 5 minutes, 7 minutes were actually good.
They were. Yeah. And it was like, but I just remember watching it and going, that is not Tom's voice.
Yeah.
That voice does not match Tom's face.
Yeah.
And then Richard pops into the scene, which, by the way, Richard is a dickbag.
Yeah.
A gaslighting dickbag.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And then he starts talking, and I'm like, well, first of all, A, that voice matches your face, but that is also the voice of Tom.
Yeah.
And then Tom would pop back on the screen, and he'd have Richard's voice sometimes.
It was
and then
really
sometimes
confusing.
He'd have an English voice, which totally does match his face.
Yeah. The entire movie... they recorded no sound. I could not get past that.
At one point, and then like they get into town and they see that sexy shop owner, and then Richard's like, "I'm gonna go out for a drink." That and he's like, "Or I'm gonna go out and then I'm gonna stop at the bar for a drink." Bitch has his red shirt on. Like he dressed up to go outside to run an errand.
Yeah.
Because he was gonna bang a werewolf. Period.
Yeah, so if you're going to go out to party, throw on a red shirt.
Throw on a red shirt. Yeah. He dressed himself up.
Yeah, he did.
To bang a werewolf. He got a werewolf blowjob.
He did, which was actually...
that happened.
That's the only good Clive Turner reshoot. He reshot that to put it in there. And I'm like, yeah, fucking sick, werewolf DJ.
Also, one of my favorite lines... because this whole town's like gaslighting her, first of all. And she sees a werewolf.
Oh,
it comes into
I know
her,
what this one.
It comes into her house. She shoots it. And the doctor is like, perhaps it was the raccoon.
A raccoon. Yeah, it was like
a raccoon.
Yeah, she sees a werewolf. And the doctor is like, well, perhaps it was a raccoon.
A really big raccoon.
Yeah. Like, what's happening here?
It's not a raccoon, sir. It's a fucking werewolf.
Surprise, surprise. The whole town
surprise,
is werewolves.
Surprise, surprise. The whole town is a werewolf. There's an ex-nun that comes. And in the end, when the doctor rips his people skin off
that was
and
cool.
transforms,
yeah.
also cool.
Also, yeah,
so
the last few
the
minutes
last
are
few
good.
The last few minutes are why it's my number two. Because
okay.
the transformation was cool, and ripping off the people meat suit to show a werewolf inside was also cool.
Yeah.
So that's why it's number two for me.
Okay, fine.
All right. What's your number one?
I don't agree. My number one, surprisingly, is Howling 2, Your Sister's a Werewolf. Or Asturbia, Werewolf Bitch. Directed by Felipe Mora. Yeah.
The tits at the end.
Of all of these, that is one of the main reasons. and now listen, I just want to say, this. Like, with all these, this is a bad movie. But it has some good bad stuff to it. There's a lot of 80s Hallmark things. You have some really good gore. You have mm-hmm. some good kills. You have a lot of boobs. You have a weird werewolf half-human orgy. It's super hyper-sexualized. There's in the beginning, there's this warehouse scene that's actually a lot of fun when they're in America. And like this pipe comes out of nowhere and hits somebody. That's really funny. There's a scene on like the top of a warehouse that's actually a really cool shot. Wolf titties. And Sybil Danning as the main werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
She's just hot.
Her she was badass.
Outfit,
hot badass.
Her outfit was so... really cool. It looked really shitty to be in, but it was like futuristic, but gothic, but armor.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awesome.
She looked badass.
She had a staff with like a dried up vampire bat on it, which she conjured up eventually to go kill someone, which was really cool. But also this had a really awesome sequence with a short person. Now, a lot of movies of this era tend to make fun of midgets, some people, but this guy kicked ass.
Oh, he kicked total ass.
So one of the main guys, they're about to invade this castle to go after his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They have him held captive, and they're outside, and your main guy has a pistol, right? What weapon does this small little feller have? He's got a mace and a knife, and that's what he goes into this castle. And so there's a scene where they're sitting there and then they're looking at the guard, and the guard who has his big helmet on, the guy says to the small guy, he's like, what do you want to do about this? And the midget pulls out a knife, goes, whoo, tosses it and catches it. And then that guy says, rock and roll. And then the midget throws the knife and it kills what goes into his chest. And then the midget runs up and maces him in the head.
Yeah,
he was
pretty
like badass. It was sad that like he eventually dies, his eyes explode.
Oh my god, she explodes his eyes. That's right.
And then he turns into like a weird fucked up face minion. So it had a lot of cool elements. And again, this is a bad movie. But what really, and the party scene was really cool where they had the band playing with the iconic song. But this movie's weird with their edits. Like, so there's this whole scene in the castle in Transylvania where they're having a party, right? And previous in the movie, unrelated, there was a warehouse party with this band playing in America. So they cut it, edit the scene together with the Transylvania party like they're at this party we already saw.
Right.
So they do a lot of weird edits in it. But the ending scene, the credit scene, is just what like put the cherry on the top for me, to where you see her rip off her chest and you see her boobs like 18 times. Again, Howling 2 isn't a good movie. I don't want to watch it again. It's a bizarre anomaly that Christopher Lee is one of the stars.
He apologized.
Yeah.
He went to the original director. I'm so sorry I was in number two.
But like, I imagine, and I only saw this when we saw it, but I imagine if this was one I saw when I was younger, I would like it. I think I would have a nostalgic connection to it because of all the boobs and there's the cool gore stuff and just the werewolves and how everyone was dressed.
Young Jesse would have
Young Jesse would
so
have
hard.
Would have ran that credit sequence on repeat and on repeat. And on repeat, if you guys kind of know what I'm talking about, what little boys do when they're, you know, all up, you know, kind of doing that. Yeah, that's my number one.
All right.
What's yours?
My number one is the OG.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That
I understand, as opposed to your number two.
Whatever. That was a cool werewolf transformation.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So what do you like? Do you remember one? Because I don't.
I do.
Okay.
It's my number one, and I don't see where it's the one of the best werewolf movies of all time, but I can see the transformation is really cool, especially for 1981.
It is really good, yes.
For the time, like, that was really good.
Yeah, and I think the same...
He's, like, pulling bullets out of his head at one point. Like, they had some really good effects.
They did. The effects in this one were the best effects in the entire series.
It truly was.
Yeah.
So, that's why it's my number. My top two are based solely on werewolf transformations.
Hey, that's a good criteria.
Because they are werewolf movies.
Yeah.
And so the number one, also Dee Wallace. I mean,
she's
Dee
great.
Wallace.
Yeah.
We also get Slim Pickens.
Yep, Slim Pickens. I forgot about Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens. Yeah. He's a sheriff.
Yep.
And they basically like, the serial killer that's killing people, and she's a news anchor, and he calls her and he's like, I want to talk to you. I want to meet with you. I'm going to give you an interview. And so she meets him in a porn booth.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, she's a brave little girl. And then he like goes to basically turn her, essentially.
Yeah.
And then he gets shot by the police in the booth. And then her doctor's like, maybe you should take some time. Yeah. Why don't you come up to my colony in California?
There.
And the colony is just a cult of werewolves.
Yeah.
That the werewolf that from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Belongs to.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, he's not dead because it takes werewolves have like what the lore is like 3 days to regenerate once they die, quote unquote.
I didn't know that. Well, it's weird too. It's movie stuff, but like the connection of like there's out in the city, there's a serial killer werewolf, but then it just so happens that her shrink is also a werewolf, and it just so happens that he knows that serial killer. And it just so happens like there's too many people that know each other, like they wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Unless they were like plotting to get her.
Which is, I don't know why you would.
There was a lot of plot holes in
this.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there were.
Part of this, it bothered me. The way they talk to women and about women in this movie was so fucking irritating. Like, I just wanted to go around and punch men's throats.
That's like...
It's totally
about
the,
like,
of
a
the
lot
time.
Of these, a lot of these movies, too.
Yeah.
And, fuck, you should read the book. This book is... Yeah, it's the same thing, but amplified. It's like women have no power.
Right. And then like her husband, like the day after she's brutally attacked, sees someone get murdered. The guy was a serial killer. He's like, hey, wanna bang? And she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just not. And he's like, God, whatever. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck you,
right?
Dude?
Yeah.
And then later in the movie, he gets attacked. And then she's like, hey. And he's like, God, I just got, he's not feeling like you. Wow, you guys.
Yeah.
Fucking wow.
I like how we're talking about these movies like they're all bad.
Because they are all bad.
Well, yeah, I respect the Howling is your number one because, yeah, why not? It's the highest rated one of the series.
So, yeah, the really it was just the transformation.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
Again, I think in some of these, like number one, not number two, there's some of them you could, there's a potential to, if you're to reboot this.
Yeah.
Have some good things you could take and amplify them and make them better. To actually have a good Howling movie.
In theory. I don't see it, but sure.
There are bits and pieces that you could.
Maybe, yeah.
And I think if down the line, if the Andy, the IT director guy gets a hold of it and actually does something, I think that will happen.
Yeah, you would really have to take a lot of liberties and do something different.
Oh, yeah.
But the original Howling 2 is something that I see people like if you grew up with it, have nostalgia for it, and like, oh my God, this is like one of the horror movies you grew up with, so you love it and the transformation. But again, like these are not ones that I saw when I was a kid and I didn't really watch until recently with you.
Right.
Well.
And as adults, none of these are good, guys.
No.
Folks, none of them are good.
So I guess, I don't think we have to say overall what we think about the series. I mean, we both, it's just bad. This series is bad. If you're just a casual moviegoer, steer clear of these. If you're like a horror fan and haven't seen these, maybe watch one and two and then stop.
And then go to YouTube, watch the transformation from number four. That's it.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. And I know there's some people out there that love this series. And do you like this series? If you do, explain yourself and explain why, because yeah, I cannot
please defend
for the
your
fucking
choices.
Life of me see aside from like you just like how bad they are. So kind of like along the same thing, if they were to remake this or turn this into a series or something, what would you like to see happen?
I think I need to have a really dope ass werewolf transformation, period. You need to give me something cool. I want a lot of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a fucking CGI. I want some good practical effects that make a really cool transformation.
I think that would be the problem with Andy doing it because he loves his CGI.
Yeah.
And some of it's not that great.
So I need some practical effects and some good transformation.
Yeah.
Please see Hemlock Grove.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really what you'd need. And I think you would need more than one good one. I think you would need what I haven't seen in a werewolf movie, maybe I haven't seen too many, is a variety of really good ones. Mm-hmm. Like if you take like the best werewolf transformation you can think of, right? And then think of another one and then think of like, oh, your third favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate those and put those all into the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that then you have a shot. And I think you really got to retool the story. I don't know if you make it modern. I think there would be a certain charm if you shot it and like you say it's in the 70s or you say it's in the 80s. But this is one where like, I wouldn't want to make a Howling movie and I wouldn't want to remake one. But then again, if a studio came to me and said, hey, you want to do it, I'd do it. But these wouldn't be on my list.
I think you'd have to also play into the whodunit mystery that they try to bring into these, that they fail every time. I think if it's done right, you could.
Yeah.
As far as like, who's the werewolf?
If five
got the closest, I think. In the whodunit, because they've tried it multiple times.
Yeah, and like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the world needs, I think we have some cool werewolf movies coming out. Like, I know Kit Harington has a werewolf movie coming, and I think there's another one out there. But God, kind of on the subject of it, like, what are your favorite werewolf movies? Like, can you think of...
Like, I can't really, because I was more... I've always been more of a vampire girl. So for me, I was like,
yeah, I'm trying like, to fucking think like
American
werewolf.
Werewolf in London.
You know, that's another one that people like a lot and I'd have to revisit, but it's not a classic for me. Dog Soldiers, I think that one was really good. Fucking where? Oh, Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop.
Wolf
I
Cop
mean,
was tight. I mean, that was pretty rad. I mean, the Wolf of Snow Hollow that we saw.
The Wolf of Snow Hollow. That was a good really one.
The Werewolf Within, the other comedy.
Oh, that one was really good too.
Like more recently. I mean, there's been like werewolves inside movies that I love. Like Monster Squad had a really cool werewolf in there.
Yeah.
So there's like cool werewolves inside movies that are not about them.
Ginger Snaps. I always enjoy Ginger Snaps.
Fucking Ginger Snaps. I mean, God, that could even be like, if you're talking about like my favorite werewolf series, I'd probably have to say that. Ginger we Snaps. Should watch those. Yeah. I think there's only three of them, but those were really good.
I really enjoyed Ginger Snaps too. So I would say for me, Ginger Snaps.
Yeah.
Which we have to watch again because we need at least some good werewolf movies. Yeah. Because we just watched 8 folks and none of them were good.
Yeah. So what do you... I guess last stuff, what do you guys think of the Howling series? And what are your guys' favorite werewolf movies? And what are your favorite werewolf transformations? What's your favorite Howling film? And what's your least favorite? Let us know.
Let us know your thoughts on the Howling series. Because we have a lot of them and most of them are not good.
Yep. well, we're doing a good series after this.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Fuck this. All right. I hate the Howling movies. Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we. Drink in moderation. Bye-bye. Bye.